So then, my child, you must be strong in the grace which is in King Jesus. You heard the teaching I gave in public. Pass it on to faithful people who will be capable of instructing others as well. Take your share of suffering as one of King Jesus' good soldiers. No one who serves in the army gets embroiled in civilian activities, since they want to please the officer who enlisted them. If you take part in athletic events, you don't win the crown unless you compete according to the rules. The farmer who does the work deserves the first share of the crops. Think about what I say. The Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus the King, risen from the dead, from the seed of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer like a criminal, even being chained up. But God's word is not tied up. That's why I put up with everything for the sake of God's chosen ones, so that they too may obtain, with glory that lasts forever, the salvation which is in King Jesus. You can rely on this saying: if we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure patiently, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny his own self. Remind them about these things and warn them in God's presence not to quarrel about words. This doesn't do any good. Instead, it threatens to ruin people who listen to it. Do your very best to present yourself before God as one who has passed the test, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, who can carve out a straight path for the word of truth. Avoid pointless and empty chatter. It will push people further and further towards ungodliness, and their talk will spread like a cancer. I'm thinking, in particular, of Hymenaeus and Philetus. They have turned aside from the truth by saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting some people's faith. But God's firm foundation stands, and it has this as its seal: the Lord knows those who belong to him, and everyone who uses the name of the Lord must leave wickedness behind. In a great house, there are vessels not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and pottery. Some of them are given special honor in the way they're used, others are for menial purposes. So, if people purify themselves from dishonorable things, they will become vessels for honor, made holy, pleasing to the master of the house, fit for every good work. Run away from the passions of youth. Instead, chase after justice, faith, love, and peace. You'll be in the company of all who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Avoid silly and unprofitable disputes, because you know that they produce fights. And the Lord's servant mustn't be a fighter, but must be gentle to all people, able to teach, able to bear evil without resentment, able to correct opponents with a meek spirit. It may be that God will give them repentance so that they can arrive at a knowledge of the truth and, in coming to their senses, escape the devil's snare after having been held captive by him and made to do his will.